Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, Legacy and Faith this week, Mr. Grant telling us about his vision for kingdom, God's kingdom, and how to build that kingdom with your business. And you have a real heart for business owners. That's what Kingdom Builders is all about. You're going to tell us more about that this week, Mr. Grant.
Yes, it's going to be a great time coming up on Friday the 13th. So Friday, March.
Going to redeem that day.
That's right. That's it. So Friday, March 13th, and it is going to be, it's going to start at 8 in the morning, and breakfast will be served, and then we're going to start sessions at 9, and we're going to be out around noon. So it's going to be a half a day session this year. In previous years, it's been an all day session. We've done things like bring in CPAs or try to build, talk about vision of your business, creating mission statements, vision statements, things like that. This year, we're going to do a half a day session only. So hopefully what that means is that business owners out there, if you hear my voice or if you know someone who owns a business and they should be coming to a session like this, and also if you have been drawn to an idea, if you think that it's time to start a business or you've been thinking about it, then you should be at this session as well. But what I'm hoping is that with a half day session, it'll be enough time to get some really strong principles, biblical principles in running our businesses to us. But likewise, it won't be all day. So maybe if there's something else you have to do that day, you feel that, okay, I could give up my morning. I can give my morning as an offering unto God to come and get fed about biblical issues and biblical principles on how to run my business for kingdom purposes. And so that's really the hope, is by shortening it up this time, instead of a full day into a half day session, that more people will feel I can come to that because it's not an all day drag out fight. Mm-hmm.
Now, why did you start Kingdom Builders? This is, you said, I think your fourth year now. Why did you feel like you needed to start a seminar like this?
Yeah.
What kind of need did you see?
Yeah, thank you. It's there were really two purposes in that. Number one is that I just saw that God was blessing what I was doing, right? And so he will bless the work of our hands. In Deuteronomy, it says, remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers. So God's purposes is that are surrounded around his covenant. Now, our covenant is with Jesus Christ, so that is his covenant with us now in the New Testament. His purpose is still to establish his covenant throughout the entire world. And as I watched God build my business, you know, I don't think I've shared my story too many times on the radio, is that, you know, when I got out of law school, I was on food stamps. Just because you have a law degree does not mean you have instant success.
Yeah, I've got a nephew sitting who's still living in his parents' basement
and
with a law degree.
That's right. And so it doesn't mean that now that I've passed the bar that people line up. You know, it's not like a food line or something. It doesn't mean instant success. I had to build a business like any other business has to be built. With long hours, with very hard work, with details. And so so my story is coming out of that circumstance and then watching the blessing of God upon my life begin to open up doors, relationships. And to be honest, I started Kingdom Builders because I was just overwhelmed with his goodness. Mm. And I wanted an opportunity to say, Lord, I want to give back. I want some way to show my appreciation to you that I would start by an act of faith of saying, I am going to give, and I don't know what that means. I, I, I didn't know what it really meant, but I wanted something to say, this is my offering. This is my first fruits. This is my sacrifice of joy because of what you are doing in my life. And I looked back and I said, goodness gracious, look at the journey that my God has helped me on.
So you think these principles are not being followed by a lot of people, a lot of Christian businesses, people working, owning businesses who are Christians who aren't doing a lot of these things, and maybe that's why they're not seeing the full blessing of the Lord.
And I'm not sure that I want to say that they aren't following them. I think that it's very easy as a business owner to slip into working in your business instead of constantly working on your business. So there's a duality. So I used to drive for UPS, right? So I've had the blue collar Teamsters union job, and all I had to do was show up on time every day in a brown uniform and go out the door and drive a brown truck around throwing packages all around. Well, gently delivering packages all around. And then when my truck was empty, I got the joy of going home. And I didn't have to think about tomorrow. I didn't have to think about how am I going to actually increase the opportunity, because it was the same thing every day. Now, as a business, UPS wanted me to bring in new business. They wanted me to do things that would assist in building the business, which, quite honestly, I was fine doing, because I knew that if the business I worked for was stable and continued to grow, then I would have a steady, stable job. But I didn't go home and I wasn't constantly thinking about how do I take the next step so that the business can continue forward. That was the board of directors job. That was the advertising division's job. That was someone else's job other than mine. Well, now I own a business and it's everything mine. I forget the phrase, head cook, bottle washer, dishwasher. I don't know
and
what
last that, to get paid.
Yeah, and last to get paid. Yes. And that joy as well. So, so what I find is that business owners tend to get so busy. So we spend time and energy writing down mission statements and purpose statements and doing business plans and how are we going to invest money and working on relationships, working on a product, or spending time on a computer to build a website or whatever your skill set is, going to school like I had to become an attorney, or a CPA, doctor, or whatever else needs high levels of education in order to perform your function. At the end of the day, we get so busy because finally we have work. See, at the beginning, you'll just take anybody with a heartbeat, right? Mm-hmm. So as long as you walk in the door, it's like, okay, you're good enough. But then things begin to work and it's like, wow, this is going to be great. So then we get busy. And the double-edged sword for a business owner is that if we don't spend time on the business, and we only work in the business. In other words, we got busy, so we have to do the actual work. We actually have to produce the widget, or we have to work on the website, or I have to work on estate plans. And we lose focus of actually developing time to dream again, to work on the next step, and to continually function at a high level as the owner itself. And I don't know if any other business owner is like me, but boy, it's easy to get my head on my desk and stop thinking about how do I take the next step. So I'm not going to say that there's Christians or business owners out there that are not wanting to use the biblical principles that God has set before them, but it's a matter of lifting our head to remind ourselves of those principles. That's the missing ingredient, I think. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of well-meaning, strong Christian business owners who are not seeing the fullness of what God can bring into their life because we're so busy in the business that we forget to dream about the business and we forget to connect to our Lord and Savior in that dreaming so that we can hear His next step. You know, the greatest business advantage that we have as Christian business owners is that we have a relationship with the Creator of the universe. The Holy Spirit resides within us so that we can hear the voice of the one who knows it all. I mean, if I could set up and say, all you have to do to be successful tomorrow is this one next step, would that be a huge business advantage? That'd be huge. And yet, we have the Creator of the universe who wants to lead us and guide us to that next step so that we can take the next step of success so that He can fulfill His purpose and His vision through our lives. And I think that business owners have a unique calling, which is we have a duality. We are to be in the marketplace for the purposes of God. Now, I'm not talking about evangelizing everyone that you meet. However, if that is your anointing and that actually is what you are supposed to be doing, fantastic. But really, what I see in 2 Corinthians is that God gives us seed to be sown and food. So in other words, He gives us enough. And by the way, that word underneath the supply, it actually means to fully supply, not just to give enough, but to fully give is that Greek word. And so He wants to fully give everything that you need for food. In other words, to provide for your family, to make sure that you are given more than enough to thrive in this earthly system that we have to be beholden to for a period of time. Mm. But the scripture starts with that He is going to more than enough supply seed. So He wants to make sure that our vision constantly remains on the purposes of the kingdom. What purpose do you have in business? What is your business purpose? My premise is that it is to use biblical principles so that we can have a kingdom effect. Now, that means we need to have a business effect. We need to influence our marketplace. We need to be great servants of those around us, which would include our employees. So maybe we can come back to that after break, which would include how do we take care of individuals around us so that we can have more than enough seed and food, seed to give to God's purposes, God's kingdom, His people that are out there working who have been called to full-time ministry, whether it's on the mission field, whether it's our church, whether it's another organization who are helping the homeless or trafficking, human trafficking. There are so many things that people are doing that God wants to tell you your next business secret so that He can in turn increase your business so that He can then tell you where that overflow is to go. That seed is the overflow in your business. So we need to use strong biblical principles so that we can get to our fulfilling kingdom purpose. And I really think that business owners would be fully fulfilled. That's kind of a bad one. Would be so fulfilled in their business and in their life when they capture their kingdom purpose. More than their business purpose would be their kingdom purpose. And that is what my passion and my heart is, to help business owners find that.
Okay, it is coming up March 13th, the next Kingdom Builders Conference, a half-day event. Now, where's it going to happen this year, Paul?
So this is going to be at Canyon Creek, which is now called Venture Church. So it's Venture Church, formerly known as Canyon Creek, and it is in Mill Creek. It's up on 35th Avenue, 146th and 35th Avenue Southeast. So Venture Church has a brand new building. It's beautiful. So it'll be just a great time to come in and see the new facility, get to know the church a little bit. They've been very generous in supporting this over the past couple years. And now we have a new facility. So this is phenomenal, that Pastor Brandon, it would open up Venture Church for us to host it on Friday, March 13th. So yes, Friday the 13th. Yep. It's going to be from 8 to noon. So a half a day session at Venture Church.
And websites for that?
You can go to the show's website, which is legacyandfaith.com, or we actually have a brand new website up, which is Kingdom Builders NW. So Kingdom Builders Northwest, that's a plural, builders. KingdomBuildersNW.com.
Okay, back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Hi, this is Paul Grant, the host of Legacy and Faith on KCIS. And I want to invite business owners, and as a matter of fact, not just business owners, but if you've been dreaming about starting your own business, or if you know a business owner, then this session is going to be for you. It's Kingdom Builders Northwest. And it is happening on Friday, March 13th, at Venture Church in Mill Creek. And Venture has been generous to host us. What is Kingdom Builders? Well, Kingdom Builders is the opportunity for business owners to get together and get encouraged in the things of God. We live busy lives as business owners. And Kingdom Builders is a half-day session on Friday, March 13th, to set aside just one half-day so that we can talk about the biblical principles of God in running your business, in increasing your business. And so I want to invite you, can you set aside a half a day, Friday, March 13th, to come out to Venture Church in Mill Creek and talk about what is God doing in your business so that you can have a business that has a kingdom focus. For more information on Kingdom Builders, head over to either of our websites, legacyandfaith.com, or our new website for Kingdom Builders, which is kingdombuildersnw.com. That's kingdombuildersnw.com. And I look forward to seeing you Friday, March 13th at Venture Church.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Well, I'm with co-host Mark Holland, another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show this week, once again looking at the Kingdom Builders Conference coming up March 13th. Is the fourth annual event. Paul wants to help businesses support God's kingdom and
yes,
some reasons why they might want to do that. Maybe some reasons in this segment as to maybe why God's blessing is not on a business currently as much as it could be. And you want to maybe mention a few reasons why that might be happening.
Yeah. And I mentioned it a little bit going into the break, which is, you know, how are we treating the people around us? We could look at the fruits of the Spirit. There's multiple sections in God's Word that talk about His fruit. And what does it mean to be demonstrating the likeness and the goodness of Christ? And so one of my first questions is, are we demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit? And are we doing that, or are we allowing the pressures of owning our own business, the pressure of working in our business, get to us a little bit more? It's a really hard go to be a business owner. It takes up a majority of our passion. Mm. It takes up a majority of our time. It's hard to find a work-life balance when the company is yours, when you're trying to build customers, when you're thinking about what next step you have to take. And so, you know, if we look at Galatians 5, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and against such there is no law. So in other words, and when we're walking in this, in these qualities, when we're demonstrating Christ himself through our life, then it's going to be really, really hard for somebody to point the finger at us and saying, you're being a jerk. So the first thing is, how are we treating the people around us? What type of customer service are you giving? You know, I often talk to my staff about today may be the only day that a client of ours has the opportunity to see Jesus himself. And it is our mission and really my mandate in owning a law firm to say, we need to look at every single person with absolute love and compassion. And are we willing to lay ourselves down and say, Holy Spirit, use me today to demonstrate your goodness, your love, your acceptance to the person who is going to be in front of me. And, you know, every business has lousy clients sometimes. They're going through stuff. And so they may be cranky. They may not be on their nicest behavior. They may have an emergency and they may not be in full self-control of being able to manage their emotions. And so it gets the best of them. And we all experience that. So then the question is, are we going to give in and get snippy and go back and forth? Or are we going to hold the line of integrity that says, I am going to treat this person with as much love and respect and goodness and kindness and peace. And this is my opportunity for Christ in me to be manifested to this person. And so, so I always want to make sure that we are ready to demonstrate Christ himself to every person that walks in with every phone call. And not only that, but how do I treat my staff? So do they know that they are radically loved and accepted, not just by Christ, but by me as the boss? So how am I treating my staff? Do I treat them with the same love and respect, or do I just simply look at them as saying, you have a job to do, you have a duty to do, why are you behind? Why didn't you do that like I said? See, we can, when the pressures of business creep in on us, we can tend to get into that work mode, and the natural tendency is, here, just give it to me, I can do it. I can do it better and faster than you can. I don't know about any business owners. If you've ever struggled with that one, if you haven't, then you probably are not a business owner. Or are we going to again come back to Galatians and take a moment ourselves and say, I am going to allow Jesus Christ to manifest himself through me, even though something didn't turn out right. I am going to stay steady in my relationship with him, and I am going to be the one who is going to demonstrate his goodness to my staff, to the person who may be having a tough day, who feels the pressure of being behind. So yeah, you coming in and telling them that they're behind, that's not going to go well. That's just going to put another chink in the armor. So one of the encouragements that I want to give business owners, really, this is just Christianity across the board, is it not? Which is, are we going to work to serve Christ today if you have a job? Are you going there to demonstrate Jesus Christ in everything that you touch and do with excellence? With excellence. 2 Peter talks about that. That he's given us great and precious promises so that we can be partakers of divine nature. And that divine nature has called us so that we can demonstrate with knowledge godliness, that he has called us to glory and virtue. That virtue means excellent. So you are called, if you are born again, you are called to demonstrate glory and virtue. That glory is to be apparent, that fruit of the Spirit that we were talking about. But the virtue is a call to excellence. And so whether you have a job, you should be giving excellence so that your boss can continue to dream and treat you with excellence, whether they're born again or not. That is your calling. And if you are a business owner, your excellence can be towards your client, but it also needs to be towards your employees. So how are we treating people around us matters at every step that we are in this game called life.
That's part of God's kingdom. Kingdom Builders coming up soon. Now, anything else that we should remember for this conference that you're going to be emphasizing?
This year we are going to be talking a lot about that issue. We're going to be talking about your money. I'm going to get into your business a little bit. So we're going to break down into small groups. We're going to talk about a biblical principle and whether it's working in our business or not. And if not, let's have some time to work it into the vision of our company and share with the people around us so that we can encourage each other and really make a difference in our businesses going forward. As a matter of fact, that's really the heart and the passion, is that this is not going to become a one-time, once-a-year event. But with the new website, so if you go to kingdombuildersnorthwest.com, kingdombuildersnw.com, we're going to be building that and expanding it so that we can stay in this journey together. Mm-hmm. Business owners, we need to encourage each other to stay on target, because this is really difficult to live this life as an entrepreneurial, as a business owner. So my passion and my hope is that this is going to be a kickoff to a annual event that will make a difference all year long instead of just at this Friday, March 13th coming up.
And where is it happening again?
So this is going to be happening at Venture Church in Mill Creek. It was formerly Canyon Creek, but at Venture Church, Pastor Brandon Beals is hosting us this year.
Okay. And again, Kingdom Builders NW.com, but people can also find out details and links at your main website.
Yeah, legacyandfaith.com, the radio show's main website, legacyandfaith.com. If anything that we've talked about, if you're just thinking about estate planning or anything else, you've heard that I'm an attorney, we would love to help you. So head over to legacyandfaith.com. We can get more information there. And then also for Kingdom Builders coming up, Friday, March 13th at Venture Church in Mill Creek, head over to kingdombuildersnw.com.
Okay, always great stuff. Paul Grant, the Legacy and Faith Show here on KCIS.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.